Gabe tried to ignore the way his heart shuddered whenever he saw Abigail. "This young woman collapsed on the platform. Mr. Brody told me to bring her over here." She nodded, seeming to understand the situation without needing further explanation. She led the way up the stairs to the second floor and opened the door to a room that was unoccupied. "You can lay her down here," she instructed. "Has someone sent for the doctor?"
"Mr. Brody said he'd send Tom."
Abigail nodded again. "I'll fetch some water." She took two steps, then paused. "What about you, deputy? May I offer you a cool drink or a meal? Miss Hampton made apple pie with extra cinnamon this morning. I've noticed how much you like cinnamon."
"I'm all right, Miss Peterson, but thank you."
Gabe couldn't help it. He held her gaze a moment longer than he should. She dropped her eyes and moved away, and Gabe was left there to kick himself. The young woman on the bed hadn't stirred at all since she collapsed. When Gabe had lifted her, she felt like a rag doll in his arms. Only her breathing assured him that she was still alive. A moment later, footsteps sounded in the hallway, and Dr. Waymont came into the room.
"Hello, deputy,"
he said as he put his bag on the chair in the corner.
"What do we have here?"
"This girl collapsed shortly after getting off the train,"
Gabe replied.
"She didn't appear to have a traveling companion. She was carrying no handbag of any kind, and I don't know about luggage."
"We can check with the conductor about that."
Dr. Waymont bent over the bed and lifted the girl's eyelids, peering into each eye, then loosening the top button of her dress. Her pulse fluttered in her throat. Abigail came back in the room carrying a glass of water, a basin, and a towel. While Dr. Waymont listened to the girl's heart with his stethoscope, Abigail bathed her face and hands. Then she moved the hair back from the girl's forehead.
"Oh!"
Abigail gasped. Dr. Waymont's fingers moved to his patient's hairline.
"That's a pretty significant bruise. Looks fresh, as though she got it within the last 12 hours.
Gabe stepped forward to get a better look. It was definitely an injury from some sort of abuse. He'd seen enough violence to recognize it. A rim of blood edged the green and purple bruise.
"Can I get you anything else, doctor?"
Abigail asked.
"No, thank you, Abigail, but if you could remain on hand, I'd appreciate it. I hope Miss Hampton isn't missing you too much in the dining room."
Just then, the girl gave a moan, and her hand flew up to her forehead. She winced as her fingers explored the bruise. Slowly, she opened her eyes, and her gaze flickered between the people standing over the bed.
"Where am I?"